everybody. You're listening to the For Your Consideration podcast. We're back with another episode. It's your boy, TD Walk, and I'm joined alongside, I'm joined alongside by my trusted friend and colleague here, Danny Baez. It's been a minute since we talked to you guys. The last episode, we said for everyone to pray for Tamika and the baby, and I sure enough that night she actually had the baby. So congratulations to her and her family, man, and her husband, and so she is enjoying being a mom right now. So you know, it's probably the last episode before the new year, and then kicking off in 2023 January, we're going to be having some guests on, not to replace her, because she can never be replaced. They're just going to hold the fort down until she is able to return and, you know, do her thing. But in the meantime, we do have an episode here, and there has been some stuff mainly surrounding the DC universe. And if you haven't heard, James Gunn is he's taken over. And he's making some wholesale changes over there. Some wholesale changes are coming. They have pretty much, they've canceled the Superman, the Henry Cavill Superman. We're going to be getting a younger Superman now. Wonder Woman 3, to Tamika's dismay, isn't going to get made. I don't know what's going to happen.
Too bad.
I don't know what's going to happen with Aquaman, but apparently Jason Momoa isn't going to be playing him, but they have talked about him potentially playing a different character in this new DCU. I would imagine that Ezra Miller is completely gone as the Flash. I don't think there's any chance in hell that they're going to bring him back.
Well, how much money did they spend on that movie? Jeez Louise.
I think it's over $200 million. So,
it's hard to eat that one.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
And then there is Shazam, which I think everyone sort of forgets about, but they made a sequel to Shazam. I liked the first one for what it was, but yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with the Shazam character. I think it's Jason Levy or whatever his first name is. I'm sorry. But, I'm not sure what they're going to do with his character either. We're apparently going to be getting a new Batman, which is going to be separate from the Matt Reeves Batman that we're getting currently with Robert Pattinson.
I mean,
Pattinson.
We kind of knew that anyway.
Yeah. The only person that actually hasn't been, also before we get there's not going to be a Black Adam sequel. I know, to all you people out there that were looking forward to The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock, you know, actually, I think he put out a tweet, right?
Yeah, he put out a tweet earlier today.
Basically like a concession, like, hey, we didn't.
Yeah, basically. I mean, but he did keep the door open that they're going to collaborate in the future, and that, you know, even though Black Adam isn't, you know, on their forefront of characters, that they're eventually going to do him, but it's going to be some years down the road. And I don't know how old The Rock is, but he's not young.
No, he's not. He looks young-ish.
Yeah, young-ish. I mean, I think is he 50?
I want to say 50 some for sure. Do we have to look it up now?
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now, actually. The Rock is on a die. He's 50. So I don't know when they're going to plan to do another Black Adam movie, if they're even going to cast him to play him. And two, if we're talking about like 5-6 years down the road, I mean, he's going to be pushing 60 at that point in time. So,
for sure.
I mean, he keeps himself in great shape, so I wouldn't put it past him, but I don't know.
Yeah, he can still play the role. It's just like, I mean,
the thing is, I don't know how long he will play the role. You know what I'm saying? Before you have to think about recasting him, because I can't imagine him playing it for like 10 years, you know? I mean, unless he's going to like Harrison Ford it and like hold it hostage, like Indy or something like that. And apparently Gal Gadot hasn't been cut yet. You know, she still potentially could come back as Wonder Woman, which I know would make Tamika happy. So, but everyone else, I think everyone else as we know it is pretty much done playing those characters. All the actors are done playing those characters.
I won't miss Henry Cavill for sure.
I know you're not a huge fan of Henry Cavill's Superman, but
no, I'm not.
Anyways, Danny, what do you make of this news of James Gunn clearing house? And also, too, is he the man for the job to sort of reset the DC universe?
Well, I will say that this for the DCEU was long needed. They needed this overhaul. They needed to scrap everything they were doing pretty much from the word go. They needed to scrap a whole lot of things pretty much from the get. So this was needed. I'm surprised this didn't happen sooner, honestly. Now, as far as James Gunn, I do think he's a better director in a lot of ways than Zack Snyder was. Even though Zack Snyder did kind of redeem himself with the last Justice League, or his version of Justice League. Do I think he's the man for the job? I don't know. Like we've seen what he can do with Guardians. We've seen what he can do in the MCU. But is he the guy going to be setting the roadmap? Like, who's going to be setting the roadmap?
Yeah, it's him. Where is it? It's him and another person he's collaborating with. I think it's Saffron.
Okay.
Forget.
It's hard to say if he's going to do better than what's been already done. I think he will, just because I think he's just a better storyteller and stuff. But I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I like James Gunn as a director. And also, he's an interesting guy to follow on social media, because he does interact a lot with his fans. And so you get a lot of information. A lot of information that he's put out has come from his interaction with his fans. And he, you know, he comments a lot, like in the comment section. He responds to actually a lot of people that way. So he's pretty much an interactive guy, unlike James Cameron, who's a douchebag. But
yeah, he just I is. Saw that. Like, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah, he refused to sign some autographs or something.
And he stuck up the middle finger at everyone as he was leaving. Just,
I mean, but
is that would be you, Danny?
No, I mean, well, I hate people, so no, I'd stay.
So I like what he did with the first Guardians movie. I wasn't a huge fan of Guardians Volume 2. But I have seen him. I did watch The Suicide Squad. You watched The Suicide Squad.
Yeah, right? For sure.
So I like that film. I watched Peacemaker, and I like that show. So I think he definitely has a talent for good storytelling. So from that aspect, I definitely think it's the right move for him. But in terms of, like, I don't know, is people's faith in these DCU characters so shot that they don't come to the theater? That's my thing. Like, I've never been a huge Superman person to begin with. I know people seem to enjoy the character. I think people love Batman. I think people will come.
People love obviously Batman. Proven.
Yeah, people love Batman. And DC does have a better a rogues gallery, so to speak, of characters.
All
right. And James Gunn does have Marvel in his back. I mean, he has Marvel experience, because he has worked on like the Avengers and stuff like that. So he has worked on like bigger, larger storytelling that goes beyond just his one film. But I think it's going to be interesting to see him sort of head the whole thing, because he's not working on just one project. He has to tell a story from start to finish over the course of several movies, and we're going to see that like all play out. I'm interested to see what the story is going to be and how they make it different. I'm interested to see how they're going to make this Batman different from the Matt Reeves Batman. I think it's going to be interesting too, because we have
just that whole dynamic is still bothersome to me.
It is. And it's going to be interesting too, because we could potentially have three different Jokers when you really think about it. Because you're gonna have Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, you're gonna have the Matt Reeves Joker, and I would imagine that eventually they're going to do I put Joker in one of these DCU movies.
For sure.
So like I don't know. I'm just
I don't I'm know.
Just I'm intrigued just, by the whole thing.
I just lost faith in DC entirely as far as movies go. So if they're good, then I'll sit down and watch them and be like, hey, this is good. But if it's the same old, I mean, I don't think it's going to be the same old because, once again, I think James Gunn has a better handle on how he tells stories. And he probably has a better roadmap where I feel like Zack Snyder got one movie he was supposed to direct with Superman. And it was like, oh, let's do what Marvel's doing. And they was like,
yeah, Zack Snyder I feel like they like, jumped. Oh, the, they really did jump the gun with that, with the Batman v Superman movie. And we saw that movie together and we were both like, yeah, that wasn't it.
Yeah.
He did redeem himself with that last Justice League movie. Like I was like, if this is what it's going to be, then I want to see more. I mean,
like, where was this the whole time?
Yeah, exactly. Where was this the whole time? You know, and I'm one of the few people, and I know I'm in a minority, that actually liked Man of Steel. I enjoy the movie. I have no shame about it. But as far as the character of Superman, he wasn't very likable in the movie. They grounded him and they very much humanized him. But in terms of like making him like relatable, they just made it. I don't know. I understand why people didn't gravitate to Henry Cavill's like Superman. I think people like Henry Cavill as a person, and I think that's why they want to see him. And they also probably feel like he's got the short end of the stick because he never got an opportunity to do a sequel to Man of Steel. Batman v Superman was the sequel, but it was really Batman's movie, which ended up being, and then we got the Justice League movie and, you know, all that. So he never really got his just due to really play the Superman character. And I think people feel some type of way about that.
I mean, they didn't really flesh it out, man, either.
Yeah, no, they didn't. But like you said, I mean, I think Superman is pretty much a boring character, to be honest. I really have no...
And he's always been boring to me. He's never been exciting. So.
He is, to me, he's and that's the reason why I don't like Captain America. I mean, he's the cookie cutter Captain America. Yeah. I mean, well...
But at least the MCU, made him somewhat cool. You know,
yeah.
Especially when Winter Soldier and Civil War came out. Civil War is not even his movie. It's just
that's what I'm saying. Like Civil War isn't his movie. And his best movie was Winter Soldier, which super underrated MCU movie.
Criminally underrated. Yeah. Nobody ever brings that up, but it's
no
great.
One ever brings it up. I don't understand it. It's criminally underrated. It's a great movie. Like it's one of those movies where I'm not saying this, so I don't want people to think that I'm comparing it to The Dark Knight. But what I'm saying is that you can take that movie, Civil War, not Civil War, you can take Winter Soldier, and you can ground that movie into anything, and it'll be like good. Like you can take out the superhero-ness of it and make it like. A spy thriller movie, which it is. Yeah. If you take out all the superheroes and make it like a spy thriller, like a James Bond movie, that movie works. That's what I mean. Yeah. Like,
for sure.
Batman, Dark Knight works not only because it's a great superhero film, but just because it's a great film in general. And I think the same can be said about Winter Soldier. But is there any character, or is there any actor that you still want them to portray the characters that they're portraying now in the DCU?
I mean, I don't have a problem with Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. I think just the scripts have hampered that whole thing. Or this, obviously, the second movie. Because the first one was pretty decent. Like, pretty good, actually. I don't have a problem with Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. I wouldn't mind if she came back as Wonder Woman. Suicide Squad people, I think the last one they put out, I wouldn't mind having all those people come back who weren't killed off.
Yeah, there was a lot of people killed though. what do you think about Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn? Like,
oh yeah, for sure, like, you got to keep her.
Yeah, I just feel like she's been portraying this character for so long now.
Yeah, she has. She probably doesn't even want to play the character anymore. But I don't know. But other than that, you know how I feel about freaking Ben Affleck. Then he already was out the door anyway.
He was, but actually, he's coming back to not to play a character, but to direct a movie.
Okay. Okay, I can see that. He's a good director, actually.
Yeah.
Besides the last one. I think the last one he came out with didn't.
I think it was like Live by Night or some shit like that. Well, yeah, it wasn't a great movie. But I liked Argo. I know some people. Yeah. You're not. Did you like Argo?
Yeah, I loved Argo.
Oh, okay. I feel like I was talking to somebody that did not like Argo. I was like, I thought it was actually the best picture that year. That
he's done, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so.
For sure.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I don't have a problem with Gal Gadot. I just think you gotta know her strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah,
and exactly. I think in that last movie in Wonder Woman, they tried to hit some emotional beats that she just cannot she just do, isn't man. There. Like, she can't.
And they
do
made
it.
It dialogue heavy too. Like, come on, man. What are you doing? She's good in the action. Some... She's good with the big, like, little snippets and smart acting remarks. Keep it in that lane. She's good in that lane, man.
Yeah, there are some like emotional moments between her and Steve Trevor.
Yeah, this.
And it just fell flat apart, because she's not that great of an actor in those emotional moments. So now, you know, maybe if she continues to grow and gets better at that, then sure. But I just think that in that particular movie that it didn't work. I don't have a problem with Jason Momoa as Aquaman. I'm one of the few people that enjoyed Aquaman. I know.
I just don't like Aquaman. I mean, I don't have a problem with Jason Momoa either. I just don't like Aquaman. I just never have.
So how did you feel about Namor then?
We already discussed this last time. Like,
I don't remember it specifically because they're similar characters.
They are similar characters, but Namor is just way better. Especially with this reiteration of the character. So it's just like not even a question, man.
Fair.
And you agree. I know you agree. Like,
no, I agree. I'm just saying, like, I think, you know, people have a hard time wrapping around their head that the guy talks to fish. And that he has like these superpowers, you know what I mean, of the ocean and stuff. And they tried to make him more like badass, you know, by bringing in Jason Momoa, and he's got the tattoos and the long hair, and he has like the, you know, he doesn't really.
He
care
looks great. And he plays it well. It's just the character itself is just like, nah. I know.
Yeah. And I wonder what James Gunn, what property. I definitely imagine that he's going to direct one of these movies. I just don't know which one is it going to be.
I'd imagine a few.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he can pick and choose which ones he. I just feel like if you pick one character, I feel like you have to stick with. I can't imagine him jumping around from character to character. Like, I feel like if you pick Batman, you're going to direct all the trilogy of Batman movies. If you pick Wonder Woman, you're going to direct all the Wonder Woman. I don't know. I mean, he can do whatever he wants. He's the one that's heading the whole thing. I just find it hard that he's going to, because he's already doing his Peacemaker season 2. So I think he's directing every single one of those episodes, because he directed every single one of those. If I'm not mistaken, he directed every single one of these past episodes. Super underrated show. I'm just saying. I know you haven't seen it yet, but
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, super underrated show. And I know we talk about the Wednesday dance sequence, but the opening sequence for Peacemaker gives it a run for its money. It really does. Wow. And so it did the dance sequence before Wednesday did it, basically, or made it. And the thing is, he always somehow finagles to add in a dance number in all of his movies. I watched the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special, which is another thing I meant to do a review on that, but it's good. I mean, it doesn't really have any bearing on the MCU that much. I mean, we do get the reveal that Quinn and Mantis are brother and sister,
right?
In there, but outside of that, there's really nothing. I mean, if you just want to hang out with Drax and Mantis the whole time, it's fun. You know, I had some good laughs with it.
Nice.
But yeah, even in that, even in that one-off, he managed to like finagle a dance number in the beginning of the movie. I mean, beginning of the show. I thought it was great. It came out of nowhere. I was so surprised. It was great.
This better not become a trend. Just like, but, hey, we got
it. I feel like it was James. I feel like if people do it, it's like they're sort of copying him, because he sort of started it with Guardians of the Galaxy back in 2014 when he, you know, in that opening dance number when Peter was dancing around. So, and then he just continued it, and people have sort of like taken a little off of it. But yeah, I don't know how I got on that, but but no, I'm intrigued to see, you know, what directors get brought in, what new, and especially, you know, that Batman announcement is gonna, you know, people are gonna be waiting on that to see who's gonna be playing the new.
But who do you think would be the new?
I have no idea.
I can't even fathom.
I can't even guess right now, because there's so many. Because it depends on like what type of Batman you wanna bring in. I mean, I don't. I doubt highly that they're gonna do the Ben Affleck. I'm not saying Ben Affleck himself, but I'm saying a Ben Affleck type. You know, where it's an old, grizzled, chiseled Batman that's been through a lot. Though I don't think they're gonna go the Robert Pattinson route either, where he's like a young Batman, where he's a year or two, and you know, he looks like, you know, Stephen A would say, his breath's still smelling like Similac. You know, I don't think they're gonna go that route. I think you're gonna get like more of a 28-year-old type of Batman.
Well, it makes it tougher when you have that portrayal that Robert Pattinson did, and it's like fresh in everybody's mind. That makes it tougher, man, because then you got to recast. I mean, you know, yeah, recast another Batman to play in separately in another totally different movie.
Yeah, and people are going to be comparing and contrasting them too, as well, because they're going to, because this is the first time that we're going to have the same characters on screen being portrayed by different actors. And that's another thing we don't really talk about, is how confusing that can be to the average audience that goes to see these movies, which is the vast majority of people. They're not people like me and you that actually pay attention and follow this stuff like religiously. Most people go to be, you know, because they know these characters. And then some people, I feel like they may get confused by what's going on in terms of like, hey, didn't I just see this? You know, I think it's going to be extremely because of James Gunn's style, I don't think you're going to, there's no way that you're going to get like anything remotely close to the Matt Reeves version of the character.
I don't think he should direct Batman at all in any capacity.
Well, I mean, honestly. No, I'm saying, well, he's the one that's like overseeing everything.
Yeah.
So,
whoever
directs Batman, it's got to be completely different from the Matt Reeves version of the character. You can't do the brooding. Dark, brooding. You can't do that. It's got to be completely different now. So,
I mean, I wish him luck, man. I wish nothing for the best for him, man. I hope he is successful and that whole team is successful, but they got to prove it, man.
Yeah, they got a long way to go. And we'll find out more information in 2023. I think that he said that more information is going to come. And honestly, I mean, I hope we don't get too much information, to be honest with you. I kind of still want to be surprised by like stuff that happens. You know, I don't want to know who the main villain is going to be across all these four movies. I don't know however many movies they're doing. Stuff like I don't want to know who they're like building up to. You know, I would imagine that. I don't know who it could be, but I would imagine it may be somebody that we might have already seen, but just a reiteration of that character. That's more of a challenging character than Stephen Wolf or whoever they decide to do.
Freaking
Stephen Wolf. But staying in the superhero realm, we do have some other news that recently came out. I think it came out yesterday. Unfortunately, when I restarted my computer, the article went down. But Childish Gambino, he is going to be portraying a super villain that is associated with Spider-Man.
I forget the name you said.
Yeah, I think it's
it's started with an H.
Oh, Hypno.
Hypno Hustler.
Yeah, Hypno Hustler. Yeah, it's he's one of the more
for sure.
Yeah, it is. He's one of the more obscure supervillains. Like from
I've
all the
never
research
heard of him ever.
I know. Yeah, exactly. That's why he's so obscure. But from all the research that I've done, he's often ranked as one of the worst supervillains of Spider-Man, and one of the worst supervillains like ever.
So maybe that's why we never hear about.
Yeah, exactly. But it is interesting that he like. You see what Childish has done, like with Atlanta and some of the other projects that he's like taking on. You see what he does. You know, you didn't watch Solo, but he was great in the Solo movie as Lando. Some of the other stuff that he's done has been great. So I actually like, even though this is such an obscure super villain, I actually have faith that they're actually going to be able to pull us off. And Eddie Murphy's son is writing the script to this. For this as well. And if you don't, and the reason why I said, when I sent it to you guys, I said it could potentially be a musical, is because of his supervillain powers, which is that he hypnotizes people with music and he robs them. So listen, Danny, what do you think?
If there's anybody who could pull this off, it would be Donald Glover. Like, I don't ever want to write that man off because he's done incredible work, incredible stuff. I have a lot of respect for Donald Glover, and I still do. I don't know how I feel about this, especially with that description. I don't see how the hell this.
I'm saying, I'm trying to visualize it in my head, and I can't fully
like,
realize
none of it.
It
ever not plays cheesy and freaking ludicrous to me. Like, especially with the description you just said, laid out, like, what? How is that not cringe? So once again,
it depends. Like, what if the songs are like really hitting, man?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's anybody who could do it, it would be Donald Glover. And especially if it has his composer Ludwig, it might hit. Like, so I don't want to write it off. It's just the concept is crazy to me. And is Spider-Man going to be involved in this? Like, what is Spider-Man's involvement?
I don't know. The thing is that, like, it's sort of set in that, like, it's set in the Spider-Man universe.
Like
Venom is, and Kraven the Hunter is going to be a movie that's coming out. So it's set in that universe where it's like on the Sony side, like where Disney slash Marvel doesn't really have anything to do with that.
Right.
So yeah, it's gonna be. I don't know.
It changed the name. Hypno Hustler. Really don't know. Jesus.
So this is on Wikipedia, a very reliable source. Yeah. Powers and abilities. The Hypno Hustler can perform hypnosis with the aid of his guitar. And when teamed with his backup band, the Mercy Killers, can perform mass hypnosis. His boots can emit knockout gas on demand and have retractable knives in his soles.
This is fucking crazy.
The thing is that it sounds so wild and so off the wall that it could potentially work. You take one of these obscure villains that no one has pretty much ever heard of and be like, I'm going to make a movie about him. I'm not going to lie. That takes a lot of balls, man. It takes a lot of gumption. You got to have a lot of confidence in yourself.
Yeah,
and you also got to have a track record like Childish does.
Right. Yeah. So I'm if this goes forward, I'm praying and hoping it's not a dud. But we'll see when that first trailer comes out how I'm feeling about it. Because it just seems so cringe. All the descriptions of this villain sounds very cringe.
I'm trying to look up to see what Miles has done. Miles Murphy, what he's written.
Is that his collaborator on this?
Yeah, it's Eddie Murphy's son.
Oh, right. Miles, yeah. I mean, yeah, what kind of like track record does he have?
That's what I was wondering. Like, what has he written? I'm trying to look it up.
And don't say Coming to America.
Don't. It would be funny if that.
No. Because that's not going to instill any faith or confidence in me whatsoever. At that point, I might have to like totally dismiss this movie entirely.
I can't find anything on it.
That's not a good sign. That's not a good sign at all.
Yeah, maybe I gotta find it. Maybe he does have some stuff and I just can't.
That's not a good sign, bro.
But usually they...
There's an IMDb or something. No. Mm-mm. I don't like the fact that you can't find anything. See, that worries me. That worries me completely.
Is this his first movie that he's dude, writing?
All right, man. This cannot. I mean, once again, if it's a hit, I'll gladly say it's a hit. But
he's 30 years. He's our age. Yeah.
I mean, more power to him, man. But this being your first outing, if that's the case, man, I hope you got a good script or something, man.
Yeah.
Like everything has to go right with this movie. Like, or the plans for this movie, if it does go through. I'm not even sure if it's gonna go through. Like,
but they already sort of. Well, I don't know if they green. Well, I mean, there was an announcement about it, so I'm assuming that they greenlit the project. So, yeah. Well, we'll see, man. It was just so interesting that I didn't think it was real. I honestly, when I first read it. But then it like more like multiple sources came out and right. Like yeah. I'm assuming he's had to work on some other stuff that I just can't find. But if this is his first thing that he's ever written, then all the power to this guy, you know.
He's gonna need a lot of prayer, a lot of love. But once again, if it's Donald Glover, man, I don't want to write him off, man. I can't do it to the guy. He has done nothing that I would ever write him off for. So we'll see, man.
All right. There wasn't that much movie news that come out this past
Avatar.
Week.
Avatar.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be doing...
Are you right?
Okay, I don't know what that was.
I was supposed to be swimming in the water because this is all in the water now, so it makes it different. It's not the same story at all.
Honestly, James from Cameron's all the reviews, okay, don't. All right, guy. There may be some people that may find as suspect. Did you say James Cameron Scott?
God, yeah, I did. I might have to cut that.
But from all the reviews that I have read, it's like it's all spectacle and the story lacks, which is the same as the first one.
But what are we doing here?
I mean, I'm going to see the movie, so I can personally for myself do a review on it.
Sure.
And more than likely tell you that it's probably the same as the first Avatar movie. It really doesn't know. And again, I haven't seen this movie yet, but it's going to bother me that people hyped up this movie and say how great it is. And it's not a great movie. It's going to bother me.
The thing is, we already know the visuals are going to be top notch. We already know that. But you can't just rely on that. And that's the same thing with the first one, man. So, like, it's the same. We're treading the same water here.
Yeah.
Wave the there. Water. Yeah.
It has a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's actually kind of lower than I expected. I thought
is
it was
that the audience
happen.
Score or the actual?
No, it's the actual critic score.
I just know I wouldn't like it because it was they got the same score last time, right? Basically,
I thought it had a higher score.
Maybe it did.
The audience score is 93%. The review that the critic score is 78. I mean, so it is certified fresh, but that is telling you that if critics aren't enjoying, I mean, they're still enjoying the movie, you know,
close to 8 out of 10 or you know, like the movie.
I just know I wouldn't. I just know I wouldn't.
I feel like, to me, this Avatar has Dune written all over it for me, because everyone praised Dune, and I did not like it. I borderline hated the movie. I'm not
gonna lie. Dune is the most boring movie of the year. I'm putting it out there right now. Maybe we need to probably do a list too before the year.
We should do a list. Yeah.
But yeah, Dune is definitely one of the most boring movies of the year.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I just couldn't believe people enjoy that movie. I really can't believe it. I'm shocked that people praise that movie the way that they did, and I couldn't believe that I was watching Zendaya in the music video.
About 10 minutes. 90s from Jodeci.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was really bad. And like the way that they advertised her, like she was going to play a major role. I mean, I'm sure she's going to play a major role in the sequel,
but she
literally was just there staring at the camera. Like, and she, I wish I could get paid just to stare at a camera, man. And right. The amount of money that she made, I can't imagine the amount of money she made.
No, she really did no work.
I mean, she had a couple of lines at the end of the movie, but I like legitimately at the end of the movie, like.
Yeah, Zendaya, we just need you to be you. Cool.
Yeah, but I really don't have any expectations for this Avatar movie. And the thing is also too, I mean, I respect James Cameron as a director. Obviously you can't say anything about Titanic, but when your crew like poisons you on like they hated him so much. I don't know if you know the story. One of the crew members on the Titanic hated him so much that they poisoned the catering food and got everyone sick.
Oh, well, that's just hanging a little too far. But
I know, but I'm just saying, like, think about how much of a dick you have to be, though. Like, for somebody to think about doing that. Like, you never hear about that with any other director.
No.
He just strikes me as, like, just somebody that's just arrogance. Like, I don't know. I just look at him and just see arrogance. You know what I mean? Like, for sure. Like when he, like the other, like, a couple of weeks ago, he said, oh, we got all this on Netflix and stuff. I have movies in my head. When I go to sleep, I play movies in my head. I'm like, what? Bro, come on, man. That's the stuff I'd be talking about with James. He's just, you know?
Yeah.
Because he had all that success with going back to Terminator, and I get it. The guy prints money whenever he drops a movie, but like, damn.
He'd be humble about it.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to do a review of the movie next week because I have off for the next week and a half. Nice. So I have time to sit down and watch stuff. But yeah, it is on my list. Also, along with Violent Night, is also my list of movies that I actually want to see.
Violent Night?
With Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to waste my time, but you do that.
So you have those coming. I still fully anticipate I'm doing Andor. It has more episodes than I was expecting to get through, to be honest with you. I was expecting to have like 10 episodes. I think it has like 12 episodes.
It took like a mid-season break, did it? Right?
Yeah, something like that. So I'm still working on it, guys. I'm still getting there with Andor. It's a lot. But it is a good show. Anyways, Danny, what else are you watching?
I honestly haven't been watching much. I've been playing.
I mean, I already know what happens with God of War, but I mean, have you been enjoying the story so far?
Oh man, I love the story. And when it first started, I was like, I don't know if this is going to be as good as the first.
Because it did sort of take some of the story beats from the first movie and sort of carried it over to this movie. I mean, I don't know why I'm saying it's a movie.
I mean, it's a movie. But as you progress and there's like, and it starts coming to its own, it's like, oh my gosh, this story is amazing.
Yeah.
This story is so good.
Yeah.
So I just, spoiler alert to anybody who's playing the game. Spoilers. I just beat Thor. I'm pretty proud of myself.
Oh. You're that far along?
Yeah. I'm pretty much at the end. I know I'm in the end game now. So I just beat
Thor. So wait, I mean, because
You face Thor in the video game. You face him
the
twice.
The second time.
Oh, the second time. Okay. You are pretty much close. At the end of the game. Yeah.
So now I just gotta beat Odin. And he's proven to be a tough mofo. So, but yeah, the game is great. I love it.
How do you feel about the way that they portrayed Odin in this? In the game, because at first I was like I wasn't sure about it, and then as the game came along, I was like, all right,
same sentiments. Like I was like, man, he has a nasally ass voice.
Yeah, like he's not intimidating at all. He's just like,
and then you start to get his character and his motivations, and like, yeah, that makes sense. It actually makes a lot of sense that he's actually like that. And Thor, the way Thor is portrayed, I love the way. Thor
I love that, you know. He's sort of like this bro. I mean, the Thor in the Marvel movies is like a broken guy, but that's more like comedic and stuff like this. But this is way more like grounded and all that stuff. So I like the way that he's like portrayed as this like this drunken mess of a person, and that, you know, he's in a weird way, he's still dealing with the grief of his sons, like weirdly. And, you know, he has his daughter there, and who's his wife? I forget. They actually stayed true to that, because in the Marvel universe, Thor is not married to Sif, like, you know. But yeah, I mean, I immensely enjoyed the game. I wish that they stayed in Norse mythology for the next game, but apparently that's not what obviously from what the directors and writers have said, they're done with Norse mythology. And then, of course, when you see the end of the game, that'll certainly drive it home that this is the end.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think there's probably room for another story in there within the Norse realm.
Yeah.
But they say earlier on that they wanted to explore like Egyptian mythology and all that.
Yeah, so. But I just loved how they brought the Norse mythology.
No, they
to
definitely
life.
I know
that those are the, because I watched the videos about the historians and how they compare like what actually happens in a language and stuff like that. And I get it; it's not completely accurate.
And
but
it's
in
a
terms
video
of
game,
just
so
like
it shouldn't,
yeah. But in terms of like just capturing, I feel like they just captured the essence of like Norse mythology. Like
the
when I'm sitting there watching it, the atmosphere, the music, the way it looks. Like I think they did such a great job. And I can't wait, because I know it's going to happen. I can't wait to see them put it on the big screen, because that's where it belongs. This series belongs on the big screen. I honestly wouldn't be mad if they eventually went back to Greek mythology and like, retold some of the stories, but like,
I mean, they could, man, now that you have this like new direction of his character and all that, man, because in the first three he's just like a god killing machine,
and he's screaming all the time,
screaming a lot.
and
this guy, he says some cold lines in this game, like, damn, man, you really making me freaking emotional.
That's the thing. Like, they make him so, like, likable. I'm not saying that he wasn't likable before, but there's so much more depth to his character.
Exactly.
And I also love the fact I love the fact that we get way more of Atreus in this, too. I mean, in a weird way, this is sort of Atreus' story. Like,
yeah, for sure. No, it is. Absolutely. So, yeah, I can't wait to finish it and see what's in store for the next one, man.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Is there anything else that's come out that I did
like
watch? I did. I'm not gonna lie. I did watch the Santa Clauses on Disney Plus. Let me say this. Listen,
go on.
I know you did not like the original Santa Claus, or did you?
I don't like any of them. No.
Okay. All right. So I like the original Santa Claus. I thought there's some good laughs in there. I think the dynamic of like, it was actually kind of ahead of its time in the sense that it was actually a mature movie for kids, because it was about a mixed family. This is what I'm trying to say. You had Phil and his wife and their son, and you had Scott,
and they're all trying to make it work. And like, you know, I love that like sort of dynamic now looking back on it. Right. And you had this, you know, Charlie's sort of mental thing about Santa Claus and the whole mental aspect. I enjoyed those aspects of it looking back on it. Santa Claus 2 and 3, they were extremely, extremely bare bones, and they were only directed at kids, where to me, the first Santa Claus was more of a adults can watch it. This, the new series, the Santa Claus just goes back to where it's like adults can watch it. Because there are some jokes in here that only adults are going to get. There are some sexual jokes in here that only adults are going to get. That kids, just unless you're like one of those naughty free parents, I guess. Yeah, that knows this stuff. So there are certain jokes in here that I legitimately, that I was like, oh man, that was pretty funny. But it still maintains its heart of being like targeted towards kids and stuff like that. So is it like this intricate story? Is it the best? Am I going to sit down and watch it every year? No, it's not. But in terms of like, if you were a fan of the original Santa Claus, like I was, and you hated the other two movies and you were not satisfied on how like it came and, you know, sort of ended in those movies, then I would recommend watching it, because it's way more satisfying to watch this show and just like completely skip over Santa Claus 2 and 3 and just watch the series. And it was, and apparently they started out as like a limited show, because it was only supposed to be, I think it's only 6 episodes or something like that. And they got renewed for a second season. So, I mean, it, clearly people sat down and watched. I was shocked, because I didn't think that people would actually sit down and watch the Santa Claus.
I didn't even know if it was, I thought it was like a short little TV film. I didn't know.
No, it's a series. Yeah.
Wow. I'm still not gonna watch it, but wow.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, if you're one of those, if you're a parent, like, well, I'm not a parent, but if you like nostalgia and you like going
Tamika,
back,
you gotta watch this.
Yeah, I know, Tamika, this is right up your alley. So,
yeah, I mean, I didn't even have to tell her that. Like,
she probably already watched it. I'm like, she'd be hitting us up stuff like, hey guys, did you watch this? Are you guys planning on seeing this? Apparently, you know, you are, you know, I guess whenever you got the time to go out and see these things, but yeah, I'm trying to think, is there anything else that's coming out before the end of the year that we got to definitely check out besides Avatar Way of Fern Gully?
You can go. Yeah. Fern Gully 5. I can't think of anything that's coming out in the next week or so. Usually there's a Christmas release. Man, you can go watch that. I'm not going to be bothered. Absolutely not. There's usually a big Christmas release, ain't there? I guess.
Normally there is. I think Avatar is that movie.
Because last year was Spider-Man.
Yeah, last year was Spider-Man.
Take me back to those times.
Yeah. Mm. Is there any, I'm trying to think, is there any show?
I know Loki put out a season 2 trailer.
I haven't seen it yet.
Me neither.
I have not seen it. Got to check it out after this. I've been rewatching Modern Family because I've been sick the past week. So I've just been chilling on my sofa watching episodes of I don't know. I love the show. It's one of those,
yeah,
it's one of those guilty pleasures, I guess.
I don't know if it's guilty. I mean, Yeah, people gave it. I mean, it's a good show. Like, I never got into it, but I've seen a few things and to know that it's well made and pretty good, and it has funny moments. I just never got into it.
Yeah. All right. Holidays coming up. I know. You know, Danny's pretty much the Grinch of the group.
Yeah. Can it be over already?
Yeah. You make coquito, or
I'm gonna make it this week. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sure am. No eggnog in this house. Not this year.
Do you follow like a recipe that's online, or do you just know how to make it?
At this point, I know how to make it. When I first made it, yeah, I followed a recipe. Now I just know how to make it.
Alana's been asking me for
I guess I'll make her a bottle.
Yeah, man, definitely. Yeah, make her a bottle. Yeah, for sure, man.
For sure, for sure. Doing that, yeah. For sure. All right.
Well,
we kind of lost in a tangent there.
I know. I know. I kind of wish Mika was here. I know she'd get really into the holiday spirit.
Yeah, it's just not the same without her, man. I can't like rag her for her poor taste in movies.
I mean, I watch them too. I just don't have the time to watch the movies like I used to, like the Christmas movies and stuff.
Right.
I mean, well, I guess I could have this past week when I was sick, but. I don't know.
There's better stuff out there. Why would you?
I was watching Modern Family. As you know, I guess that took precedent of it. I just think of happiness when I watch those Christmas movies, and I wasn't in a happy mode when I was sick. I mean it's kind of hard when you're mad, congested, and can't breathe, and you know, having to blow your nose every 5 seconds.
All right.
Don't get sick, people. It sucks, man. Stay safe out there.
I think people know. For sure.
I know, but this is like until it happens, until you're sick, you know, you kind of like forget it. You know, you're just like out there living life. You know what I mean?
Until
you actually get sick and can't do shit. It sucks, bro. But anyways, just know that I enjoy all those claymation Christmas movies. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. A Year Without Santa Claus.
All garbage.
Yeah, I know, but I enjoy them all. I sit down, I'm at my desk, I listen to Christmas music, Luther Vandross, Temptations, Jackson 5, you're all on my list there. I listen to them.
On my list.
My house is decorated from head to toe in Christmas gear. You can come here, it's like, where's Waldo? No, where's the black Santa Claus at Ty's house? Because we got them lined up everywhere.
Yeah, you already know. So, that's the first thing I see when I come.
Yeah, I mean... Black Santa Claus is everywhere. It sounds strange, like when you say it out loud, but it's actually decorated really nicely. No, it's not one of those creepy like things. Yeah. They're actually well, like made black Santa Clauses.
Yeah.
I was looking at some black Santa Claus socks for like an Old Navy, because I was like thinking about giving them to like one of my coworkers as a Christmas gift, but the face was so distorted on the sock. I was like, I can't do this. I got quality, man. When I give out black Santa Clauses, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Yeah, there's a standard there for sure.
For sure, you know. Definitely looking forward to this coquito that Danny's apparently making for Alana.
I'll do it, man.
I won't be here, but I'm sure we'll figure out some way to get it, because I'll be in North Carolina for a couple of days. With my sister, and then she's coming back. I'll be there from Friday till Sunday.
Oh, okay.
I'll be back on Monday.
Cool.
So there you go. Right. Anyways, enjoy your holidays, guys. From the Four Consideration crew, from our family to yours.
You.
Thank you for sticking with us. I guess we should actually do a list of the worst and best movies of 2022.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So we'll be back. We'll be back before the end of the year with another countdown. Yeah. I mean, I'll get somebody on here. I don't know who, but we'll get somebody on here. It's more of a thing of like the technical. Yeah, thank you. The technical aspect of it, because not everyone has like microphones and all that great stuff. So yeah, that's what it is.
I think it'll be fine even if they don't. We'll just sacrifice a little, you know, the quality that we kind of used to, but it's all right.
But enjoy your holidays, guys. Until next time.
Merry Christmas.